Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. A crowd gathered outside the Supreme Court Friday night when news spread that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died of pancreatic cancer. She was 87. She had served for 27 years on the nation's highest court. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports she left a lasting legacy.
Ruth Ginsburg quite simply changed the way the world is for American women. She did that before she was even on the court. She led the fight, the legal fight for women's rights in the courts as a lawyer, winning 5 out of 6 arguments in the Supreme Court and dozens of other cases in the lower courts. And by the time she was through, after a decade of litigation, she had quite literally wrought a revolution.
NPR's Nina Totenberg. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on a replacement, although as an election year, the reason he gave in 2016 not to even consider President Obama's choice to replace Justice Antonin Scalia. A firefighter has died battling a wildfire in Southern California. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports the blaze was started by a gender reveal party gone wrong.
The El Dorado fire broke out September 5th in the foothills of the San Bernardino Mountains east of L.A. when a family set off a smoke-emitting pyrotechnic that was part of a gender reveal party in a park. The U.S. Forest Service gave few details about the firefighter killed Thursday. The name of the deceased is being withheld until family is notified. The family responsible for sparking the fire could face criminal and/or financial charges. The San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department could not say whether the family would be charged in the death. Wildfires have now burned more than 3 million acres in California this year, a record, and are blamed for at least 25 deaths. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
Another 10 people have died in fires in Oregon and Washington. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has released $13 billion in disaster recovery for Puerto Rico. Most of the money will pay to strengthen the island's power grid, destroyed by Hurricane Maria 3 years ago. NPR's Adrian Florido reports.
Congress allocated the funding just months after Maria devastated Puerto Rico in September of 2017. At a press conference, FEMA officials said they've spent all this time ensuring Puerto Rico was prepared to spend the money efficiently and effectively. $10 billion will be used to repair and rebuild power plants, replace old poles, and thousands of miles of electric cable. Close to $3 billion will be for damaged schools. The island's governor and its congressional representative praised the announcement, but some Democrats who wanted the money freed up long ago accused the Trump administration of releasing it weeks before the November election to win Puerto Rican votes in crucial swing states like Florida. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News. Regulators in New Jersey now have the power to deny permits for developments that pollute communities where minority and poor residents live. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
The new law applies to communities where 35% of households qualify as low income and where 40% of residents are minorities or have limited English proficiency. The law requires New Jersey's Department of Environmental Protection to consider public health effects of projects like power plants, incinerators, and sewage treatment facilities. Governor Phil Murphy signed the law in Newark.
And the message that no longer will economically disadvantaged areas of our state be dumping grounds, and no longer will the rights of residents to clean air and clean water be overlooked.
Murphy says the law covers 310 municipalities and about half New Jersey's population. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
A grand jury in Louisiana Friday indicted 4 police officers in Shreveport for negligent homicide in the death of a black man in April. Tommy McLaughlin Jr. died after an altercation with police. Video showed officers appearing to hit and taser him. Prosecutors in Mexico City say they're seeking a prison term of 57 years for the owner of an elementary school that collapsed during an earthquake 3 years ago. 19 children and 7 adults were killed. She was convicted of charges equivalent to manslaughter Thursday night. Authorities say her decision to build an apartment on top of the school contributed to the collapse. I'm Nora Rahm. NPR News.